Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am happy to be bringing you this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. If you have been a longtime client of Growth Dynamics, or maybe you're just tuning in, you will learn or you know that we have a few slogans and sayings that we truly believe in and often preach, teach, want to instill into you very deeply that they are important ways for you to go about thinking about your everyday life and not just in sales. This is certainly one of them. To learn how to act as if can completely change your life, and I know Charlie preaches that very often when he shares this lesson, and quite honestly, it's probably gotten me very far in life as well. Acting as if is a complete game changer. So, without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Forget desperate housewives. What really scares buyers are desperate salespeople. How many times have you run into a salesperson that is not in sales for the love of the game or to be the best at what they do? They act as if they need a sale to pay their bookie by Friday. Buyers have come to loathe this fast-talking, pushy pitchman stereotype. Diagnosis. Nobody wants to consciously be this way, but there are times when we fail to recognize or monitor our own behavior. Many times, desperation comes because salespeople don't work on their sales plan every day. They get behind and then they try to make up for lost time. A salesperson's workout is in their daily sales behavior. You have to earn your living every day. It's no different than someone working on the production floor. In the real world, we are often under tremendous pressure to make the sale. As you allow this pressure to take hold, something changes in your approach to the buyer. You start to come across with quick answers to everything, attempting to defend every objection and push for the yes. Price concessions and other errors likely soon follow. You also begin to notice a change in your buyer. Your desperation is showing, and it has the opposite effect than you wanted. And often, this is where the sale is lost. Prescription. Set up a mental walk-away fund. Let's pretend for a moment that just before the last sales call, you stopped at a convenience store and picked up a lottery ticket. The $1 million winner. You now have enough money that you can walk away from anyone. Now, let's say you decided to stay and keep selling anyway. With the winning ticket in your pocket, do you think your attitude on the next sales encounter would change much? Yeah, I know, you wouldn't go on the next sales call. But if you did, would your attitude be different? You bet it would. Think you'd come across as desperate for the sale? Not hardly. Instead, you'd be able to exude a quiet confidence that only a financially secure person would have. Your prospective buyer would notice that attitude and be more comfortable with you, and the call would probably have a better result. Act as if you've got that check in your pocket and watch your fortunes change. By the way, your real-life lottery ticket is a full pipeline of potential buyers. Critical thinking. Do your behavior every day. Hold yourself accountable for responding as a professional. Emphasize decision meetings and the constant mindset to move it or kill it. And now, fill in the blank. Aside from the $1 million check in your pocket, this week I will act as if... What? How are you going to embrace the act as if teaching here? What can you do to act as if... And the final thoughts for the morning? Courage comes from the belly. All else is desperation. That's from Charles Bukowski. And now the drill. First, last week, update us with how things went. Did you hit your goals? Did you use your tactics? Are you tracking your behavior? How many points did you have for the week? Now this week, please share your top three goals for the week and how you plan to apply Growth Dynamics teachings to accomplish them. What else do you have going on? Where else can we help you? So that wraps up this installment of Monday Morning Manager. Hope you have a great day.